December 8th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha. This is the second set of podcasts we're doing to accommodate our producer, the Mighty Max Martinson, who's going on vacation next week, a well-earned vacation. And This Week in Waukesha is a Civic Media production in cooperation with WAUK Radio, 540 AM, 101.1 FM. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown. I come to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beloved Banting Park home. And I mentioned Max, my producer, and we're here on This Week in Waukesha. We're acting locally, thinking globally, and helping me with that tonight. It doesn't get more local than my successor, the first district alderman, right on the border there on the other side of the aldermanic border, but in the park that we share and love. Then there's the east side of Banting Park is the Honorable Mike Crisine,
yes,
first district alderman. And we wanted to continue the conversation. Mike was here. He contributed to the first two podcasts, and you know, we have a lot of catching up to do. And what we wanted to talk about was Dora, not Dora the Explorer, for any of you parents of young kids.
Delicioso. But
what does that stand for again, Mike?
What, Delicioso or?
No, Dora.
The Dora. Oh, way to put me on the spot.
Backpack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's really going to help me remember what
Dora. No, Dora, the entertainment district.
Yeah, do believe the entertainment district was officially adopted as the downtown outdoor refinement, recreation, or refreshment area. A lot of other municipalities had that. I think one of the ones we modeled ours was off of. There was DePere and Appleton, I think.
Okay.
We were, don't quote me on that, because I spent all my brain power on what Dora stood for after Dora singing. But yeah, we modeled ours, or not modeled, but downtown Waukesha is unique with our businesses and our beloved river. But there were some other municipalities that had these, and that's what started it. A lot of the downtown businesses in the WDB, I think it's Downtown Waukesha Downtown Business Alliance. I hope I got that right.
The DBA,
The WDB.
What essentially is this entertainment district we are now engaging in? Well, go into effect next year, or is it the following year?
I think that they did some trial of it during Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live is one of the biggest things in our entertainment district.
Starting in 2026.
Thank you. It was basically, you know, with our 5 points and the different shape of downtown Waukesha, you can't say this square, this rectangle, this triangle is downtown Waukesha. It is a shape, but it's not a shape that you learned in geometry class. Yeah. It's not a parallelogram.
Not an isosceles triangle.
Oh, my, you're taking me back.
Or a parallelogram.
Yes. A rhombus. Oh,
Waukesha, a rhombus, yeah. Rhombus.
But basically, magic bus. The city alders and worked with the attorney runnings department and drafted something that it was flexible. The Downtown Business Alliance and the Dora District, I think it even went as far south as La Estación and...
I heard that too. It was going all the way up like
The... Sobelman's Burger Place and a Club
400.
Club 400. Yep. So I think it includes that. So it is, the district is somewhat flexible. And what it is even if you're not a Downtown Business Alliance member, if you're a not-for-profit, you could apply for and have some of the same rights that established brick-and-mortar businesses have down there, whereas you didn't necessarily have these rules or any ordinance that allow you. I'm just going to make up the Crisine, that's my last name, Crisine Association of, we want to fix bicycles downtown Waukesha, but we can't be in Waukesha. We can be on Broadway.
Okay.
So basically that is flexible. So I could, as a not-for-profit, we could have this. And maybe if we wanted to have some beverages there of certain types, there was some more allowances for that.
It wasn't
between this street and this street. It made it a little bit more flexible.
Essence of it is it allows for open containers for outdoor events like Friday Night Live. That kind of the short and narrow of it.
I wasn't chastised, isn't the word of it. I was using because that was our, that's our big famous one.
Yeah.
That is very, very successful, but it is, people would go to various places and they would bring their own coolers. They were doing it already. And that was one of the things I was outspoken about it. Again, I was the only alder that voted no on this was, families were coming down, or just,
you're bringing their own hooch, huh?
Yeah. They have these big coolers on wheels and then they're listening to a band, a lot of great bands down there. And then their friend shows up, you know, they'll have four chairs, a giant cooler, and they sit and crack them open. Yeah. You know, where do these beers come from? You know?
Yeah. And I apologize for laughing, but the reason I'm laughing is because when I was in the council, the business owners used to complain that because the customers would complain to them that they would buy a beer, you know, oftentimes in a can or a plastic cup. And they couldn't leave the premises, like they had to stay there. And it's kind of defeats the purpose of having an outdoor festival when you're kind of pigeonholed like that.
And it's nothing against discount liquor. It's a very popular business.
They're cleaning up on Friday Night Live when all the other ones weren't.
Yeah. Well, no, we lived in River's Edge apartment when our family changed. We had a child and no place to keep our child. So we had to get a two-bedroom apartment in River's Edge, and it was, I had no idea discount liquor.
But there's no discount liquors in Predominant Park that's walking distance now, is there?
Correct, and we're not in the Dora neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of people were going, I shouldn't plug businesses, but there are several places that you can buy beverages, adult beverages, and just carry them in, and they were they were parking there and bringing stuff down. That is not a dig against the business I just mentioned, but it's what you're saying. It's like, well, my favorite band's across the street, and now I just spent nice money on a nice meal, and we have these beverages.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm not a wine drinker,
walk around. Yeah.
But like, wait, I gotta chug this wine before I go outside.
Yeah,
you know, so
get more, and then get drunk, which is what they're trying to avoid, getting too overserved.
Right, and that's I was pointing at. My point was. A lot of the local businesses that we eat at, we go to about every Friday Night Live. And I'd like to go to some of the, well, I'm not going to say where I like to eat, but we like to eat. There's always great places down there.
Yeah.
You know, but
you can name names. It's okay.
Well, it's where the bands are, depending on that. Yeah. But let's say I like garlic bread a lot.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
And, so maybe Mia's is in the picture.
Yeah. I don't
drink.
That's
my next guest, Bo Blask.
Really?
Fantastic. Yeah. So. It's all good.
I choose not to drink. So that's the whole problem is what I was talking about was even before we had this, there was, you know, you can get these big coolers on wheels. They walk in, two people with two coolers, they walk in with it past the enforcers of all this.
Right.
They have one in their hand with a cooler and they sit down and do it. They're already doing it. They're not enforcing it. And I don't expect the enforcers of all this, it's a family event, to make trouble and arrest mom and dad and stuff like that. But they're not even saying, and again, this is not a dig on our local enforcers because it is, you know, volunteer staff and uniform staffed. But it's we're not enforcing the rules we have. And now we're expanding this to areas that aren't as well enforced. And that's the only reason I voted no. But it passed, you know, 14-1, or, you know, it was almost unanimously. The whole part of it wasn't anti of it. It was just, we don't enforce what we have. We're taking it to the next level, and we're already not enforcing it.
Sure.
So you asked what I felt. Has it brought more people to Friday Night Live?
Until next year, right? When it goes into effect.
What I'm saying is, it's weather dependent.
If you have
the perfect day, or the not so perfect day. Of course, is a great day to come down to downtown Waukesha.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go there, the only difference to my family is I'll take my motorcycle for obvious reasons. Or it's really raining, we'll still go down there and eat. We'll take our car, but we don't go there specifically, you know, for what kind of beverages we're bringing. So what percent of the visitors to these venues is based on the amount of alcohol can they bring theirs? Where can they buy it? I don't think that's going to necessarily increase or decrease the numbers. It may be a certain percentage, but if your favorite band's there, if you're right. going for your fish fry, your burger at Mainstream, your favorite garlic bread,
yeah.
you're going to go there regardless of the weather, because it's what we do. My family, it's what we do on Fridays. We know we're going. Yeah. We just don't know if we're taking our car or our motorcycle, because there's always the same people down there. You see your same friends, your same people yeah. from church, your same co-workers.
Sure.
You're going to still run them. Now, unfortunately, some really cold days, that puts a dampener on it. Serving where you get your alcohol and where you can bring it, I don't really think that if it's a 58 degree day, oh, they're serving alcohol in various places. Now yeah. we will go. I don't think that's going to change it.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah. I just, you know, for me, because, you know, we have such a short season in the summer and the warm weathers, you know, being up here in the north, we do like to go to a lot of outdoor type of things, parades, festivals, and whatnot. And in Friday Night Live, you know, the concept has been a big success for downtown, and kind of contrarian, because usually you don't want an event like that on a Friday night, because that's your top grossing night if you're a restaurant. Like, even Mayor right. Riley agreed, like, Thursday night would be the night to do something like that. But yeah. I think it worked for Downtown Waukesha, because Downtown Waukesha for years was a, you know, had a bad reputation, or it had, it you did. Know, boarded up and. And this kind of brought the community together. And I think that's why it's really escalated to the point, escalated in a good way, where it's been a successful thing. And, yeah. but the one thing, and I think it is a detractor from people, is that you can't like buy a cocktail somewhere and go over and see Dan doing, you know, from the frame shop doing his artwork, and that, you know, that performing art thing that he does with the music, and he's splashing paint.
Yep.
With them.
Yep.
You know, you can't walk around and see the other bands, and
you got to stick around.
I remember Mayor Riley telling me he thought that that would attract a lot of young kids that would cause trouble. And I'm like, young people in the summer, they're not going to Friday Night Live. They're going to the lake, or they're going downtown Milwaukee, or, you know, maybe they'll stop by there to meet friends, but then they're going to go somewhere after one drink. Or chances are they usually end up not going out till 10, 11 at night, you know, like they do during the school year in college. Like that was, you know.
Right.
So I just thought it wasn't fair to people like us in our 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, you know, couples or small groups of friends that, you know, just wanted to enjoy being outside in the summer and listen to music. And you'll have a meal somewhere, sit down and eat, but then be able to, you know, take an after-dinner drink and go, you know, like frolic along Main Street. And it is kind of cool, and you can walk down Main Street without worrying about cars, you know, or parking or any of that other, some of the other urbanities that any other, you know, busy downtown. That's what made it really nice. And so I think it's worth a try. And I think, again, with the police presence we have there and the great relationship the police have, I think, with the residents here compared to other cities, and especially with our young people through the SRO, the student resource program at the schools, I think it could be, you know, I don't think it'll turn into a mosh pit or a riotous type situation.
No, it's always very well staffed from the police reserve, the police volunteers, the explorers. It's very and veteran officers. You know, it's always a good mix. And it's a lot of times people, Waukesha is very blessed with people that care. A lot of it's self-policing. You know, if there's kids walking around or adults, I shouldn't just say kids, you know, knocking over garbage cans or doing, you know, picking up stuff and throwing stuff, I'm going to yell, "Hey, knock that off. Don't do that."
Yeah.
You know, and it's responsible citizens, the blessing that we have Downtown Waukesha and Friday Night Live and the other events we have down there. It's, if something really stupid going on, people just say, "Knock it off." You know, I've seen, it was probably about 7-8 years ago, someone was doing something stupid and the band playing, you said, "Hey, you in the green shirt, knock it off."
Yeah.
You know, it was just, and everyone turned around like, "Oh, okay." You know, so it's, you know, but there's
better ways to diffuse that. Yeah.
In the Five Point Alley, you know, the Five Point areas, you know, you'll have some youth that'll just kind of gather there and, you know, bounce off each other and, you know, just, you know, this they're there, they're doing stuff, they're engaging. They're just engaging a different way. I'm not saying they're mosh pitting, but it's just like, you know, So I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll, I think it will help a little bit, but on a 58 degree day, I don't think it's going to bring that much stuff, but anything to attract our vibrant downtown and keep it going.
Yeah.
I'm all for that, but whatever the rules are, the ordinances are, just be mindful of them to keep things in check, checks and balances, all that stuff. You know, no one's going to go to our cigar bars and our wine bars we have downtown Waukesha and buy four bottles of wine.
Yeah.
And, you know, because good wine's expensive. So I hear, I don't think I ever bought wine in my life, but you know, let's say a bottle of wine's $50. You're not going to spend $200 on wine and go do stupid stuff with it. You know, you want to, hey, we're going to buy
this. You're going to have it with a $70 steak and some of the best culinary.
And then, hey, our favorite band or a guy I work with is playing right there. Let's go watch him. Now I got my wine. You know,
it's funny you mentioned this, Alderman Christine, because I was at a annual fundraiser for one of my clients. Those are their annual auction. And, there was wine left over from the wine pole. And I noticed a bottle of like Stag's Leap that it retails for $151. And they said you could, you know, so it was $50 for each bottle, you know, when you do the wine pole. And so I basically, now it retails for $151 at a restaurant. That means you would pay $264. Like that's how good it is. But I got it for $50. So that's my Christmas present to myself and my lovely wife, of course, because that's going to go great with a really delicious steak. So, but how are we doing on time here, Max? I see you giving me the kind of the stink eye. Okay, we got 3 minutes. So, let's try this again, Mike, in the final 3 minutes. Is there anything else you want to kind of bring to light or about what's going on in the city and what people should be paying attention
to? We have the Alders all received a email, and we're encouraged to have some of our, what I mean by vocal, are people that contact me about we have 15 alders in the city of Waukesha. Some people are very vocal. Some people you never hear from, but some of the vocal people that talk to you about garbage or trash or leaves, you know, positive contacts or negative contacts, street signs, road bumps, speed bumps, stop signs. The people that really contact your local alder and get on this list, because you're going to get invited to in a survey of a forum. I think we're going to have four of them at various locations. The last time we did this, I went to two locations, and we need more people. We need more. You elected us alders to represent you, but we need to hear from the citizens.
I got an idea. I apologize for interrupting, but let's do one better. Is you remember when I was an alderman, I would try to host a neighborhood meetup, like an event every quarter.
In the park.
In the park a couple times, And then, but also in the nice weather, of course. But in the winter, I had one in January at the Elks Lodge. They were very wonderful hosts, and it was on a Monday night, and it was very well attended. And we could do that on a Monday, and it could also be a podcast where we're talking to you, and maybe we allow other people to get in and say a few words. Like, that would be a great idea, don't you think?
That would be good, but this is citywide. The city of Washington.
Well, right, I know the city's doing it, but you could do one extra thing, right? Just you and me. Yeah. It could be,
That's a good idea. I'm just plugging.
You may need to let the city know. So it's on the pub. So in case other alders want to show up, and that way it's not a walk-in quorum, that it's an official, you know,
right.
It's on the books.
Well, we want
to, that's what I used to do. So
we want to pack these rooms with citizens with ideas. Where should we spend our resources? Where should we spend your money?
Right.
I'm an alder. I spend your money. I spend my money. I don't spend Max's money because I live in the city, but I know Don lives in an awesome district too. But how are we going to spend your money the next 10 years? We want to spend it wisely. Why should we spend all our resources talking about something that doesn't concern the citizens of Waukesha?
Absolutely. Great stuff. So, all right. The Honorable Mike Christine, second term alderman, District 1.
For two more years.
Also a co-founder of the Banting Predomin Neighbors Association that we're going to work on. That. We're going to make that a reality in 2026. Thanks so much for spending all this wonderful time. You didn't think at the cemetery commission that we'd be spending most of the night together, but it's a win-win.
We still
owe you and your wife a dinner too. I haven't forgotten about that, but
yep.
I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank that's Alderman Mike Christine, First District, the Mighty Max Martinson for doing another great job and encouraging everyone to continue acting locally, thinking globally. Please remember, especially during the holiday season, safety is everybody's business. Good mental health is everybody's right. Gora Mila Mahagav Galer, and see ya!